Beast OCR proudly presents BeastNet Podcast, sponsored in part by GH Under's Performance Base Layers and supported by the OCR community. Here we discuss all things OCR related. Welcome to BeastNet.
Hey everybody, it's Mike with BeastNet here, and today I've got a fun treat for all of us. I've got Justin and Serena, my race buddies, my race wife and husband. So how you guys doing?
Good.
Doing great.
Now you're all quiet.
Beforehand, we're all
it
over the
show
place.
It before already. I hit record, and then all of a sudden I hit record, and I'm like, hey, how you guys doing? They're like,
Pressure. We have performance anxiety.
Oh,
geez. That's how it works
well,
with our group.
I kind of have an excuse to be a little out of it because I did work graveyard this morning, took a 2-hour nap, and got up and went and ran the Dirty Leprechaun and just got home like a half hour ago.
Oh, man.
Oh, excuses.
I know.
How was the race, though?
What's that? I had two questions there.
How was the leprechaun? We both actually
good.
Asked the same question. We said, how was the Dirty Leprechaun? But then she just asked it differently.
It was dirty. No, it was good. They actually, Lorenzo actually went and did some work on the course the other day and changed it up a little bit and added some more distance
nice.
To it. So
how long of a race was it then? Was it a 5K or longer?
Well, it's been listed as a 5K, but according to my GPS watch, it's always been just shy of 3 miles. And today my watch registered 3.5. So,
oh, nice.
Yeah, they changed up the starting loop and then added a little bit more distance on one end of it. And so, yeah, they added a little bit of mileage to it, but not much.
See, that's what I want to get down and do. I've never done those.
Oh, they're fun. I mean, they're fun little. I mean, it's Warrior Dash-ish.
Mm-hmm.
So just a fun, it's just a fun little 5K mud run. And then at the halfway point, you either can get water or you can get a beer.
I'm going with beer.
That's my phrase right there.
You would have me sold. Yeah,
I figure I would have sold.
I mean, it's a leprechaun. Yeah. They're supposed to have whiskey.
Oh,
I know,
that's a good
but,
idea.
You know,
we should do one of those.
A whiskey run?
Yeah, that's Terrapin Events, right?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
That's a bad idea just waiting to be developed.
That is the whiskey. We've had the taco mile. Let's do the whiskey mile.
Wait, I was just going
to
say that.
Bad idea is ready to be developed right there.
Wait.
We got it.
Brian May, if you're listening to this, our next one, whiskey mile.
Yeah, and you have to do
and
a shot every quarter mile.
The finisher patch, instead of a taco on it, could be a whiskey glass.
There you go.
There we go.
Or after
that
doing a shot
awesome.
Of whiskey every quarter, or doing a shot of whiskey after every quarter mile, instead of a whiskey glass on the patch, it could be that puking emoji guy.
That would probably be more appropriate.
A shot after every quarter mile would be fine.
Yeah,
I mean, fine
I'd
for
have to
people
up my
who
game
are seasoned drinkers.
Yeah, I'd have to up my game and do like a pint every quarter mile, and then I might, it might affect me a little bit.
There you go.
So.
Oh, man, that sounds like a lot of fun, though.
It does. Yeah.
Definitely.
That would be a fun one.
So.
Yeah, I definitely got to get down for one of those. So.
Yeah, it's a blast. Yeah, today I do want to give a shout out. Jenna came in first for the women elite today.
Nice.
Good job, Jenna.
Yeah, she came and did the race and came in first.
It's not a surprise.
Nice.
Jenna's a beast. I mean, she is like a beast in every like aspect. I mean, she's just an athlete. It's amazing.
To be young and limber and in shape. Everything we're not.
Yes, exactly.
Hey,
like I said, I want to find that thing. I can't remember. What's that?
Rounds of shape.
Round yes, it is. Helps us roll down the hills easier.
Yeah, I want to find that thing, you know, that old movie with Emilio Estevez and Mick Jagger, where they switch bodies, like, with people. And they, like, yeah, upload your brain into a freaking system and then download it into a new body. I'm like, I want that.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, if someone find Emilio Estevez's body when he was, like, 21 and put me in that, and I'd be happy.
I'm sure Amber would be, too, but...
Yeah, I'd want to be. I don't know. Looking at the pictures, you seem to like, what was it, Johnny Depp?
Oh, yeah, that'd be cool, too. A young Johnny Depp.
A
young Johnny Depp would be cool.
So
that's funny.
Yeah.
I don't know who's like I'd want to inhabit. I'd like,
I
just
know.
Like
I
my
think I
old 21-year-old body.
I mean, I don't know. I'd be happy with my, like, 20-year-old body, I think. But just put me back into my old 20-year-old body. And let me redo it.
Right.
So.
That's it. What were you saying, Justin?
I forgot. I forgot.
2 hours sleep, folks.
Yep.
The Alzheimer's kicked in.
That's right. It's almost 4 o'clock. It's almost
past
4 o'clock, so it's time for my blue plate special.
I can't wait to hit those days. Save some money.
Yeah.
You know, it's funny. One of the things I wanted to kind of talk about a little bit, yeah, Justin and I, we had a nice, you know, hour plus drive back and forth each day this last weekend in Vegas.
Yeah.
And so one of the things we were talking about is, you know, running your own race and what that means for people. And, you know, it's like, it's one of those things where, you know, your race is your race. And that's, you know, people
exactly.
go out and they do these Spartan races. And, you know, we ran across a couple of people who, one gal in particular, who was having a particularly treacherous time with the hills, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And we had a goal on Sunday to do the race in a certain time frame. And we were talking about, you know, this, we wanted to do our race. But then as I started thinking about it, and I think we actually touched on this when we were talking, is maybe our race is helping other people, because we stopped
it is.
Our race essentially and helped this other gal out. And then, you know, we missed our time. We missed the goal we had, but, you know, maybe our race is not our race alone, but maybe our race is with other people. That's just who we are as a group.
And I agree with that.
Yeah.
So I've kind of felt that way a couple times on other races where, it does. It becomes my race becomes helping other people. It's like, because for me, it's one of those, could we have beaten the time we wanted? Yeah, I think so. Would
yeah,
we have
absolutely.
Felt good about ourselves leaving her behind
my
when she needed help?
No.
No.
Yeah. Yeah,
and that's it.
Trick
I
right
just,
there.
I would rather feel
well,
good about myself
yeah.
that I completely destroyed my time, but helped somebody than to leave them behind and make my time.
Right.
Well, yeah. That's one of the things, you know, that me and Serena were talking about on the drive. And, you know, as we were walking out of the venue, and that was, yeah, we ran, you know, it's to run your own race. You know, we do open waves, so we're not there to try to podium and, you know, whatnot. And so, you know, we were talking mm-hmm. about that, you know, and Serena shot us, you know, and said, yeah, you know, maybe running our race is helping people. And, you know, made me think for a minute. And to get out of my own head about what my goals were for this race, to get back to what, you know, I mean, it's right on our Facebook, you know, pinned posts about what Beast OCR is about. You know, we're there to support
yeah.
and encourage others on the race course. So, yeah, by sacrifice, you know, I guess for a lack of a better term, by sacrificing our goal, we helped somebody accomplish their own goal, which was complete her first ever super.
Right.
You know,
right.
so, you know, yeah,
and she did finish.
Yeah.
yeah. And that's, I
you know,
think
but
that's
I think
the
if
thing
we would have left
a lot of...
her.
Go ahead.
You know, I think if we would have left her at those hills, she would have been like, yeah, no, I'm done. You know, I feel
yeah.
she would have tapped out. And so
I
by
agree.
Us
she was close.
Sticking with her, helping her down the hill, coaxing her, encouraging her. Yeah, we ran our race. We ran our race as, you know, what I feel that Beast is about, and that is uplifting and supporting others out on the race course. You know, I mean, how many times have we done a race to where, you know, I mean, like I know, you know, a couple of races with Mike and that we've stood at a wall for 5 minutes helping people over before we've gone over.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. You know,
so I mean, it's, you know, that's the one thing I like, you know, I love about this group is, you know, whether you're a Beast or not, we're going to help you on the course. It's just like Saturday when we did the sprint, the girl on the Vert Cargo, you know,
I mean, it was us
and Craig from Warrior State of Mind, you know, coaxing her and encouraging her and getting her up and over, you know, to accomplish her fear of heights.
Right.
And that's tough.
And that's a
I've seen a lot of people have that one.
Yeah. Well, and heights is a big issue. In a lot of the groups, I mean, you get a lot of posts, people asking about, you know, how do you overcome your fear, which most of the time is with relation to heights. You know, I look at it as, you know, the first time I experienced the Stairway to Sparta. And I, when I, not even approaching, not even there, just approaching it. And as it got larger and larger, as you approach it, I had tears. You know, I was crying. I was mentally unsure if I could make it. But I had, you know, Mike was with me during that time. And Chris, I think, was with us. And, you know, we got through it. We got over it. And it was a learning experience for me. The second time I approached the stairway, I got up and then I got over. And then I'm like, okay, that wasn't so bad. And then by the third time I hit it, it's like, I know I can conquer this obstacle. And I mean, it's that maybe exposure therapy, if you will, if you want to get, you know, technical about it. But the more you do it, the more you experience it, I think the easier it becomes. But I mean, you're right. These people go out there and they think, okay, I'm not going to be able to finish it. Well, you're going to be right, no matter what you think. But if you try it and you conquer it, there's a feeling of you know, I did that.
Yeah,
and that's something to be said, but anyway.
It's like you with the dunk wall. I hate the dunk wall. Everyone knows this. I mean, it's no secret. I hate the dunk wall. And I found if I'm sitting there by myself and I'm the only one sitting there, I'll sit there forever trying to talk myself into going under. But then it's like Saturday, some guy I'd never seen, never talked to again, never anything. I'm sitting there and he could tell that I was having issues and he just looked at me and said, all right, 1, 2, 3. And we went under. And then I never saw him again, never talked to him again. But it just took that little bit, that stranger, you know, to say, hey, come on, you can do this. And then Sunday, it was Serena was right next to me and it's just like, come on, let's do this. And we went under. And I found, I mean, it sounds horrible, but if I have someone right there that's saying, come on, you can do this, it helps to talk me under the wall. But if I'm by myself, I just keep thinking about the ooey, nasty, disgusting things that are under that water. And it makes it difficult for me.
Instead of my chattering teeth.
Yeah.
She's like, let's get through this, hurry.
If I get to sit there by myself with my own, like, my own imagination, it's 10 times worse because I have a very vivid imagination. I've seen a lot of horror movies, so I know what's under that water in my brain. And it's a cross between the alien and Predator somewhere in there. It's pretty much what's under that water waiting for me. So,
is that the Swamp Thing?
And maybe the Swamp Thing. Yeah, he's probably in there too. And the creature from the Black Lagoon. They're all hanging out under that water waiting to grab me. So
they got nothing else to do but hang on Spartan races.
That's right. Yeah,
waiting for me specifically. So, and that's
just for Mike.
That's where my imagination.
Yeah, they all sit up on the berm. You know, they all sit up on the berm, and they're like, okay, when Mike gets here, we're going to jump in the water and be waiting for him on the other side.
Exactly.
See, now that I've said all
so basically,
that's what I said.
So basically, what you're saying then, Mike, it would be a bad idea to be on the other side of the dunk wall with, like, a Pennywise mask waiting for you.
Probably. Actually, I might be okay with the clown. I've never had an issue with clowns, but if you had like a predator mask or something, I might be a little little freaked out.
Challenge accepted.
Yep, there you go.
You might get thrown.
I was going to say, just remember that sometimes my natural reaction is to start throwing punches. I mean, just, you know, I see a predator and it's self-defense, man. Self-defense.
I don't know. It might be worth the broken nose just for the reaction. I'll just have to make sure that there's an official Spartan photographer at the dunk wall.
Yeah.
So it can be immortalized.
The best promo picture ever.
The
predator in the mouth.
That would be a great promo photo. And honestly, I think Serena's barbed wire crawl from the super would be a great promo photo where they got the hat.
Yeah.
You know, they did get the hat. They did. Yeah. I was surprised on that one.
Can you read it?
That hat made it.
Yes, you can read it.
Oh, I'm surprised they didn't, like, blur that out.
Well, I'm sure they have it marked.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's in the
download that one quick before they figure it out.
Oh, no, she's got it downloaded and posted it on her Facebook.
I did. So, and I've got those saved on my phone, so even if they take it down, I've still got it.
Yeah.
You've got it.
I can't be the only one who's had obscene things. I mean, shoot.
Oh, no.
No, I'm sure, yeah. You see people all the time with the F cancer shirts and all that kind of stuff, so.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah, but that's
just. Yeah, I kept waiting for someone to comment.
Mine was just. Yeah, go
ahead. This is funny. I keep waiting for someone to comment on where I'm holding the bucket. Because when I came to I got the bucket on my arm.
Yeah, no, it was clearly on your arm. And I think we were talking about that, you know, afterwards is, you know, it's the ledge being on your shoulder, which, you know, is dangerous versus the barrel of it.
Well,
and it was clearly on your guys' arm. I like Justin's, though, with it over his head.
Oh, yeah, over his head like that. Well, what cracked me up too is the one lady
that's
going
to be. Go ahead.
We're going to have to recreate that next time. On Saturday, they kept screaming, if you put it on your shoulder, you're going to be disqualified. And I'm like, disqualified from what? We're open racers. I mean, what are you going to exactly disqualify me from?
Yeah. You don't get your banana.
Yeah. Exactly.
No, not the banana.
Not the banana.
I need a banana for the potassium.
I saw a thread on West Coast Spartans the other day where somebody was talking about at Rolling Mud that there was a volunteer saying that if you didn't go right up the middle that you had to do 30 burpees.
What?
And it's like, somebody posted and said, is this a thing? If you don't go up the middle of Rolling Mud, you have to do 30 burpees?
And if everybody went through Rolling,
It's Rolling Mud. It's not a burpee penalty thing.
No.
And, you know.
Well, and if everybody went through the middle, then it would be one big trench, and it wouldn't be a Rolling Mud. Yeah. It'd be a pathway.
Exactly.
That's what happened in Seattle a couple years ago.
And, you know, the official rules say you have to stay within the boundary. So if the tape is off to the sides, you can use the sides. I've used the sides plenty of time because it gets bottlenecked right in the middle. Everybody's trying to climb up that hill up the middle, and it's like, I'll just go to the side then.
Yeah.
Stay on the tape.
Yeah.
Weird.
Yeah. Well, you know, I think going back to the bucket carry, I think that Justin's pose there on was that Sunday? I think it was the over your head.
Yeah,
that was super.
Yep.
Yeah, we need to recreate that one. It'd be awesome if all three of us hit it at the same time.
That was we're almost done. And I saw Seth. I don't know if you guys know Seth or not. He's the Buck Walter, I think it's his last name.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. He poses like that sometimes where it's up over his head. So I was just channeling my inner Seth, and I posted it on Instagram and I tagged him in it. And I was like, just channeling my inner, you know, at Pacific Northwest OCR or something like that at Vegas Zona.
Nice.
So,
It's fun to do. I'm working up to try to do the black bucket as opposed to the red bucket. Because I feel like the other, you know, the other heavy lifts and stuff, that this, I would say it's become easy because I don't want Spartan thinking that it's easy. But, but I think, like, for my own personal growth, because, it, you know, it'd be fun to see if I could do something like that. But that terrifies me, man. I mean, I don't know how some of these guys can do that without stopping. So,
well,
I don't know. I won't be doing a black bucket anytime soon, I'm sure.
Yeah, but you do the heavy carries and everything else. Like, remember, what was it on one of them where the guy, one of the guys even asked you, they're like, you know you can do the red one, right?
That was the sandbag. Yeah, the sandbag carry. Yeah. I mean, and that was such a small loop, too. It's like, if I did the red bag, then I wouldn't, there's no way. I want to feel like I've accomplished something. The course just seemed really small, and it was so flat at the beginning. Like, even after I buckled my knee, it was still, you know, it was a challenge after that, of course. But, you know, the next day, having taped it all up and everything, it didn't feel as much of a challenge. And I don't know, just when it's a flat course like that. I won't be doing that in Montana, mind you.
Oh, yeah, you will.
There's a sadistic in Montana.
Oh, yeah, they are.
I've been debating with Chris about Hawaii, because the last couple of years we've gone to Disneyland for the epilepsy day. And last year I was able to go to Hawaii, and then all of us went to Disneyland. But this year we decided, okay, we're going to do one family trip. And at first it was like, well, we're all going to Hawaii. But then there's always that part of me that's like, I've got my family down there, and it'd be fun to go see everybody, and this would be our third year in a row, blah, blah, blah. And so we're like debating. I actually posted it on a poll.
Oh, I voted.
I voted for it.
Yeah,
I know. I figured all my Spartan family, is going to be, and my Beast family are going to be all go to Hawaii, while my Gervais family, our Gervais brothers and sisters are going to say, go to Disneyland.
Well, I know when I voted, I can tell you what was winning.
Oh, I think Hawaii was winning at one point.
Yep.
Is it still on the lead?
Yeah, when I voted just a little bit ago, Hawaii was in the lead by, it was like 53% to 40-something percent.
Nice.
I know at one point they were even. They'd evened out. And then it sounds like Spartans taking over again.
Okay, so. Well, I'm probably going to end up in Hawaii anyway, but extra push of like, this is the right decision. Because a lot of people are going this year out of the Beast family, right?
Yeah.
If we're feeling after. I want to go run where the dinosaurs were filmed. You know, because dinosaurs are real in Jurassic Park.
That's right. They are. They're real outside of Jurassic Park. T-Rex is my favorite. I feel like
I'm just thinking maybe at some point during the Beast or that weekend, maybe Chris Pratt will swing by in his Jeep and pick us up.
Oh, well,
he
can
pick me
know.
Up and take me anywhere he wants.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
You can take that however you want. He can pick me up and take me anywhere he wants.
I really just want to see where Jurassic Park was filmed and maybe come across the remnants of that outhouse where the accountant dude got eaten by the T-Rex.
That would be cool.
Jurassic Park's one of my favorite movies. Like, my oldest two kids, I mean, they were exposed to that at a young age. We were talking about that and then Titanic being like my two favorite movies. And, like, I like Jurassic Park. Like, if you put it in order of series, I like the original. And then I like the, not Fallen Kingdom, but the newer one that they had with Chris Pratt when that one came out. That would probably be my second one. But it's one of those silly things where it's like, I could go where they film dinosaurs.
That's right.
Pick a little dinosaur figure and we'll pose him so it looks like he's real life.
Oh, there you go. And then we can like race with him. Oh, that's going to be awesome.
We can race with him, definitely.
It's going to be awesome.
All right. So it's Hawaii. We got to go to Hawaii.
Okay,
I think it'd be fun to rent like a big cat, like not rent, but like everybody who goes from like the Beast family. And I'm not trying to, not invite anybody else who's listening to this, but it'd be fun to have a big Spartan catamaran, you know, like after the race,
there you go.
How we did, because they canceled,
like that one that
they canceled
year, yeah.
It. Yeah.
We went on a catamaran.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And when they canceled the race, and then you, Amber, and I had gone on it, and it was a Groupon, so it was super inexpensive. And I think it'd be fun to do something like that with a whole mess of Spartan people. I mean, that's just going to be nuts, you know?
Except I
felt like you and Amber were worried that I was going to fall in.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, Barton Screws. That'd be awesome.
Spartan Boots.
They kept worrying that I was going to fall in
on Monday.
I was recreating Titanic on the front of the catamaran. So,
yeah, that was just silly, though.
And I was drunk. I drank quite a bit, so I was feeling pretty good at that time. So,
I think it was that night that we actually did our podcast, wasn't it? Because afterwards, I decided to start drinking. I have weird issues about being drunk on the open water like that.
Yeah,
you know,
I don't like being on the open
water,
so being drunk helped. Yeah, I like Jaws. He's my friend. So you like Jurassic Park, I like Jaws. I mean,
yeah.
I can tell you how Jaws dies in every movie and in the books. I love Jaws.
I didn't realize there was books.
Yeah.
Now,
Pete eventually wrote Hall. It's an amazing book.
So you and Amber go to Hawaii every year. Justin, you're going this year with your wife, right?
Yep.
We finally get to meet her? You mean she exists?
I know, right?
She does exist.
She's not a figment of our imagination. His quote-unquote wife.
They talk about it all the time, but I've never met this Nicole, right?
I've got her 80% convinced to come to Seattle next month.
Oh, that'd be awesome. Because I'll need somebody to hang out with Chris.
Well, I've got her 80% convinced to do the trail race with me on Sunday.
Awesome.
Nice. So.
Yeah.
She's not about the obstacle.
Yeah.
No, not this one. I did do the Dirty Left Recon today with weight. I got my 3 mile ruck in for the ruck sect of the day. So,
nice. Well, you did the super with your ruck.
Yeah. Well, Tony tried to tell me today that this race didn't count. And I said, read the rules. It just says Spartan race or equivalent series, three plus miles. I go, today's race was 3.5. It counts. And she's like, no, it doesn't, blah, blah, blah. And Rachel was standing right there. I said, Rachel, does this race count as the ruck-fecta? And she goes, yeah, it's 3 miles. I said, I told you.
I should know.
I win.
No, so okay, so with the ruckfecta, kind of helped set this event up. So I presented the idea and kind of gave some, I gave the idea for it and kind of what, I was thinking for it, and then they, Brian and Rachel kind of tweaked it and made it is what it is, but.
Mm-hmm.
So with the Ruckfecta, you can either do an individual sprint super beast with weight, or we put in there that if you did a trifecta weekend and you completed all three races in a weekend, that counts too. So like you can do we could do Hawaii without weight, but if, as long as we complete the beast, the super and the sprint, it counts for your Ruckfecta.
So you just have the beast to go.
Yep. And Yeah, Rachel asked me today. She's like, I said, yeah, I said, I did the super last weekend with weight. And she goes, what beast are you going to do? She goes, oh, she goes, is it going to be Montana? And I said, oh, I'm kind of thinking, yeah, Montana.
Oh, man, like, that's just torture.
Yeah, yeah, she was like, that would be brutal. She goes, have you done Montana before? And I said, yeah, I did it last year. And she goes, and she looks at me, she goes, I would do Seattle instead.
Right.
So I might hold
that's
off.
That's what I'm thinking.
Yeah, so I'm. Yeah, I might hold off on my other, you know, for my beast trifecta to do Seattle in September.
Yeah, that sounds like a better idea. I'd say,
yeah.
Victor from Machete Madness, I think it was last year or 2 years ago, did Montana and did it with a ruck. And I ran into him about halfway through the race, and he looked at me and said, this was the stupidest idea I've ever had.
Well, yeah, I mean, I've never met him, but, you know, I've heard of the Machete Madness events that he puts on in that. And, I mean, it's equivalent to, you know, freaking, like, 12-hour hurricanes and that. So, I mean, it's not easy. So,
he was with it. Yeah, he was about halfway through on one of the hills, and he looked at me, and I was like, how you doing? He's like, this was the worst idea I ever had. So, he did it, but he was not happy about it.
Well, he was probably doing significantly more weight, because for the Rexecta for men,
possibly,
you only have to have 15 pounds.
I thought women had to be 20 pounds and men were more. Oh.
No, I think.
So what do I need
no,
to
I
do?
Think women are, I think women are 10 and men are 15.
That's not bad. Maybe I'll just do the 15 and, you know, why not?
Go for it.
Then I'll save the beast. I'll do the 10. I'm doing Seattle, though. There's no way I would do Montana that way.
Well, it could either be a ruck or a weight vest. So, like, if you can, you know, if you have a weight vest you want to use, it can be a weight vest, too.
Yeah, I'll
you
need
have to
that.
Finish with the weight?
Huh?
So did you have to finish it?
Yeah.
Can I like start with the dead bag and then just accidentally have it start leaking about halfway through the race?
And
I'm thinking
15 pounds of snacks as you eat it along the way. You still have it with
you,
right?
Yeah. Or beer. Beer, whiskey, something. Yeah, there you go.
We have all kinds of ideas.
We do.
Oh, man.
Yeah, we
there
didn't
was a guy
do
at the Dirty
the
Leprechaun
margaritas.
Today with what's oh yeah. We gotta do that.
Yeah.
No, today at the Dirty Leprechaun there was a guy with a cowboy hat made out of Coors Light boxes. And then he had a belt on that had Coors Light in like little holders. And I was like,
I'm gonna
catch you, man.
That's
I'll be
awesome.
Running with that guy. Like, let's go.
Yeah. There's my pacer. For me, it would be
either
chocolate.
That or
my pacer
do,
with the chaser.
There you go. Either that or just do
pacer
the race
with the
one of those freaking helmets that hold beers with the straws that come down.
That just gave me a really, really bad idea.
Vegas next year.
Yep.
That will be our thing for next year.
Well, we gotta find the right hat. We should dress up as the village people and do it.
Oh my
there's
lord!
Only, but there's only three of us. Isn't how
That's
many
right,
are
we have to find one
people?
More person. There's four.
Oh well,
we can make Lindsay do it with us again next year.
There you go.
There we go. Yeah, well, Chris wanted to do one of the races and this last weekend.
Oh, there you go, Chris.
Flu, so. Yeah, she this weekend or this April is going to be Chris is going to be doing Saturday, and I'm just doing the trail race. I was shooting for the triple or the three trifecta this year, but my school is going to prevent me from I think going to Montana, unfortunately. So
yeah,
it's. I could hit a double, though. I'll just have some extra races, some stragglers.
I think I'm going to do the trail race.
Yeah, good. Yeah, I think I like Charissa's idea of the sprintfecta.
Whatever works.
Well, and then with Washougal, you know, now that they have the special Spartan race, I'm just looking at if I would have all these extra races, and if, you know, without having Montana, I wouldn't get my triple anyway. So with special Spartans, getting to do that with Tristan, I mean, that's my weekend right there is going to be with her.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, that's me. I figure I've got enough. I'm going to have enough sprints. So I just won't do the sprint, and I'll just do the trail run instead. And then I don't think I'm doing the sprint in Montana either. So,
yeah.
I mean, if I went triple, I mean, I can do the sprint in Washougal, which will be sprint number two, and then Hawaii or, you know, yeah, the second weekend in Seattle, I can do the sprint. So I got sprints I can do. So it's a super beast that I can't miss out on.
Yeah. Right.
Right.
So, yeah.
Well, Hawaii's going to be fun. No, I'm excited.
Yeah, because I'm thinking this year I'll have a couple straggler sprints there too. Because done Vegas both days, and then so Montana will be trifecta, you know, number one. Then I've got Seattle Super. Yep. And then I'm also doing the Montana sprint too, because I figure I'm driving up there, might as well. For the beast. And then so that's May. I'm doing Boise Sprint in June. Utah Super in July. Washougal in August. And then, the Hawaii weekend. So that'll be trifecta number two. Seattle Beast will be number three.
I got
Dallas in October, and as long as I finish the Ultra, that'll be number four.
Wow.
Nice. What do you mean, if? There's no if.
I know, you're going to finish the Ultra.
I know. No, I'll finish it. Yeah, I was talking with Rachel and Jenna and that today, and they're like, oh, yeah, Dallas. Yeah, you know, they'll be like, yeah, that's not a problem. She goes, if you can keep a good pace on the first lap, you know, if you can run the first lap, she goes, you can walk pretty much the entire second, and you'll be fine. So,
nice.
And then even for Dallas, there's a bunch of beasts saying that they're going to go down for it.
Yeah.
So, and I know, I think Lisa's talking about, I thought she posted something about doing Dallas as her first Ultra. I thought Jody was going to attempt it. I'm not sure. She might just do the beast.
Now she has to.
I'm not calling her out. I just thought. But I think Lisa said that she was going to do the Ultra. Heather is going to go down. Heather Rook is talking about doing the Ultra. Yeah.
So be a little party.
That's awesome.
Yeah. So.
Yeah, I'm not ready for an Ultra.
Right. I think for me, I would do an Ultra just because of the purple. Like, I would love to have that purple medal. And
yeah,
I mean, I don't care about the belt buckle, but the purple because of the significance of that. But I would do that much over an endurance event like the Hurricane Heat. Those would scare me. They scare me now. I haven't ever done one, but...
They're not too bad, but I'd like to do an Ultra eventually, but I've got to get out of my own head and get myself into the shape I should be and stop making excuses. So, and then, I think I can do an Ultra, but at the pace I am now, there's no way, not when it, you know, I would have to be, you know, and be able to move a lot quicker than I do right now. I just don't think I would be able to finish in time.
Yeah. So, that would be tough. Yeah. Now, Ultra, can you go as a team and have people help you over the obstacles?
Well, yeah, because, I mean, even on an ultra, they have elite, age group, and open wave.
Oh.
Yeah.
And so
thought,
I'm doing
I
open wave.
I thought the expectations
at all. Uh-uh. Yeah, no, yeah, they even have elite, age group, and open wave. I mean, you start, like, within a half hour. Like, I think elite starts at 6. Like, they send all the elites out at one time. And then they send all the age group out at one time, I believe. And then, yeah, like my start time for the Dallas Ultra is, I think, 6:30 or 6:45 in the morning.
Oh, you already have it?
Oh, wow.
Uh-huh. Yeah, I'm already registered for it. And that, yeah, because I'm doing the open wave. And so it was like, okay, hey, your start time is this. Yeah, they send you out, like, yeah, because I think... Yeah, they start ultras an hour before the beast. Either a half hour or an hour before the beast starts. So, and then.
Yeah, it makes sense because that way you can get out in front.
Well, and then on the second loop, I've been reading about, you know, like Spartan even has an ultra Facebook group. And so I've been reading, you know, just to kind of check it out and kind of know what I'm getting into. You know, people are posted in there all the time. They're like, hey, on your second lap, you know, how do you bypass the, you know, the bottleneck at certain obstacles in that? And, you know, they say, you know, a bunch of people that have done them just say, you know, when you're coming up to an obstacle or whatever, you know, just say ultra coming through and, you know, the people will kind of get out the way because they know you're on time hacks.
That was Hawaii.
Yeah, yeah.
That was Hawaii.
You're on time hack. Yeah. So.
And there was a lot of times if you heard someone yelling ultra coming through, that was pretty much everyone knew ultra coming through.
Yeah,
meant,
it's like
move.
Yeah, it's like Moses parting the Red Sea. You're supposed to.
Yep.
Get out the way and let them have priority on the obstacles.
Yeah, and that was pretty much the way it was. Mm-hmm. In Hawaii, and it's like you'll probably get a few people who don't understand what's going on, but most people do. So they're like, "Yep, go."
Yeah.
Yeah.
You got to. I mean, I can't even imagine if you go into something like that and then miss a time hack by minutes because you got stuck in a bottleneck.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Nice. Well, you're gonna have fun on that one.
Yeah. I just want the purple bib.
Oh, you get to keep the bib?
Yeah. Yeah. From what I understand, you get to keep the bib too.
Yay.
Oh, nice.
So.
Maybe,
one of these
maybe
days
I
I'm going
to
have to.
Send you with my purple socks.
If not, it might accidentally find its way in my bag, though. I'm going to be
maybe
like,
maybe
hey, what purple bib? What purple bib?
Yeah.
I didn't have one.
They didn't give me
one.
Maybe I'll send you with my purple compression socks.
There you go.
So you're all purpled out. You look like a big grape.
I'll wear it. I don't care. I can look like the grape from the old Fruit of Loom underwear ads.
So this is why I like racing with
be
you
hilarious.
Guys because you just don't care. It's like, yeah, why not?
No, I don't.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
So hey, I want to bring something up about Vegas. Oh yeah. Well, I want to bring something up about Vegasona that I'm a little disappointed about. That we missed the freaking goat. We missed the goat.
I know.
Yeah, we missed the goat.
I think that was right around the time we were there, too, because the photographer that they caught on the video was there when we were there. And
right.
I think it was right after we went through.
God.
Yeah.
That would have been so fun.
I know.
Yeah.
He got a finisher
I wonder
medal,
how much...
too.
Did he?
Yeah.
He
saw photos.
Did the race?
Well, I think he came down that hill where monkey bars were.
Right.
And just, you know, people were running and he was just running next to him. And I think he just, kind of followed. I don't know if it was his, they actually gave him one or somebody put one on him and took a picture because he was on a leash. But yeah, when I saw that, I was like, it's the goat.
It's so cute, too.
Wow. That's crazy.
That would have been awesome. I'm a little disappointed we missed the goat, too.
I am, too.
Chris
that would have been fun.
The video. She's like, did you see the goat? I'm like, what goat? And she shows me the video. Yeah. I'm like, oh, we missed it.
Sort of a, we missed a goat.
One of these days. That's what we get for being 2D and fast, right?
Exactly.
Oh, man. I always enjoy doing my research with you guys.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. That's
goats
a lot of fun. I'm just kind of bummed that that lady's dog, service dog, didn't get a medal.
I know.
Yeah, I'm surprised.
I thought
last year they had.
I was surprised by that. Well, Chibi,
Chibi ran with us once, Amy's dog, and Chibi got a medal, his own medal when he crossed.
Yeah.
Maybe it's the difference between mountain series and our area.
Oh, yeah, the mountain
series. It might be the volunteers, too.
Yeah.
It might have been the volunteers,
I don't know.
Too. The volunteers may not have known.
That's true. Well, Gonya is going to be going with us on the special Spartan race. She's not going to like it at all, but she's going to go.
Yeah.
A little fatty thyroid girl, huh?
Well, I'm sure if Dingo's working that kid's race, I'm sure we can convince Dingo to give her a medal.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I'm sure Tristan will share it, too. Tristan's so funny about
I'm mad that I missed Dingo.
Yeah, I'm on.
I know. James' sister, Jacqueline, saw him. She got a picture with him standing there at the kids' race. I totally forgot about the fact that he was over at kids' race.
Me too. And I'm just like, I should have went over there and said hi. But we'll see him in Seattle, hopefully.
Oh, yeah. I'm sure we will.
Well, it's always fun racing with you guys. I think if it wasn't for both of you, I mean, certainly getting my big booty over the obstacles, then that would be something of itself. But racing with you guys is always fun because, the conversations we have, it gets raunchy sometimes, but that's the fun part, right? We're hanging out in a bunch of mud, so... Yeah,
well, like I said, there was the one lady. I think it was Saturday who like gave us all the weirdest look when we were talking about helping each other over the obstacles. And I made some comment like, "Make sure to use two fingers when you're pushing on the butt." And this lady, I turned and looks like, "What did he just say?" He's like, "Oh my bad, sorry." Should I say three?
I don't want to be in front of him.
Should I say three fingers? I mean, sorry, but yeah. Yeah, we say that's inappropriate funny. Things sometimes, but yeah. Yeah, it was the look on her face. I'm like, oh, my bad. Sorry.
And that's sober.
Yeah, exactly.
Imagine if we were drinking. That's just why we didn't need the margarita mix.
Yeah.
That's true.
Yeah, I'll put margarita mix in mine. Is that new in there? Oh, sure it is.
Yeah.
Yeah, the new tequila flavored.
That's right.
Oh, man.
I've invented a new way to freeze dry tequila to put in your Camelback.
Uh-oh.
It has electrolytes.
If you did that, you would have my business forever. Forever.
And Spartan would have need a lot more EMTs on from this.
Oh, my Lord.
Yeah. Can you imagine a couple shots? What
we need to do is find a way to make scotch ice cubes.
Scotch.
To put
See,
in
now
our
you're
Camelback.
Speaking my language.
For scotch and, you drink scotch and water. So you got your water in your Camelback, and then you put ice cubes in it that are made from scotch that will keep your water cold. But then as the ice cubes melt, you've got scotch and water.
See, I like where you're going with this.
Well, what if you just start off with scotch and then you freeze the ice or freeze the water and then that's the ice?
Oh, there you go.
It's going to be really, I mean.
Let's make it easier on ourselves.
Yeah. Well, yeah, because it is
don't
hard
make it
to
easy.
Freeze
Come
alcohol.
On. Don't be
hard to freeze alcohol. So.
Yeah, you guys, your palate's much more refined than mine because I don't think I've ever drank anything with scotch.
I'm not a scotch drinker, so.
No, I am.
Well, then why are we talking about this? Let's pull up with real recipes.
I don't know, because I was trying to think of what would mix with water, and, you know, you always hear scotch and water because you don't want to mix whiskey and water. But if you put, you know, if you fill your Camelback with whiskey and then put ice cubes in it, then it's, you know, bourbon on the rocks.
Yeah.
All right.
Which is okay.
You know.
That's
I mean, could you imagine how much, you know, can you imagine how much more interesting the race would be with a 2-liter Camelback filled with bourbon? I would guarantee for the Seattle race in April, if it's like last year, we wouldn't be cold.
That's for
we'd
sure.
Probably be the most we would be the most popular people on the course. We would have to have like some cask around our neck, like the St. Bernard's, you know?
There we go.
Alcohol makes
it
everything
be an interesting
fun.
Race. It does. Just remember, we're going to have to put this in your pack because I will have my 16-year-old and he'll have my pack with real water in it. But
yeah,
if I got three drunk on the course, my wife would be a little mad.
Wait.
So.
Okay, so then what you could do is, like, my pack could have the scotch. Your pack could have the water. You take a tug off the scotch, a tug off the water, mix it together in your mouth.
There you go.
You got a scotch and water.
Yeah,
we come up with all the good ideas.
We do.
We just fail to execute them.
Oh, well, I can just imagine when this
listening.
Gets. I can just imagine when this gets posted and people start listening to the podcast. They're going to be. I can just imagine the, you know, the you know, the people that are listening to it just shaking their head going, oh, my Lord.
Do you know how many messages we're going to get from people that want to run with us,
out there. But that?
Either they're going to be shaking
next time.
Yeah. You know, either they're going to be shaking their head listening to this podcast, us talking about this, or they're going to be like, that is the smartest thing I've ever heard.
So we'll know who's racing with us.
Yep. We'll
find
out
who's going to want to race with us, and everyone else will be like, "Yeah, go away."
the folks can take themselves seriously, and then there's us.
Yeah.
Oh,
like I said, you gotta have fun with it.
Exactly.
We do this for fun. I mean,
I don't know.
We're not getting paid for it. It's not for a living. We're just having fun.
Oh, yeah. I was going to say, probably after this podcast, we might have to start our own little subchapter called Beast Outcast.
Yeah, probably.
Yeah, they won't let us in the club anymore. Oh. You could be the alcoholic. Team alcoholics.
There you go.
There you go.
Team drunk, something along those lines. We could come up with our own little recipe book.
Oh, there you go.
We could sell it and the proceeds to benefit the beef group. There we go. Next
there
fundraiser.
Jeez.
Oh, then they can't kick us out. We're making money. Oh, man, you guys.
Wow. And I think on that note, we're actually almost at the hour mark. So.
Already? I'm going to start drinking it.
Oh, yeah.
I know. I've been drinking the whole time. What are you talking about?
I know. Well, you're going to plug a commercial in there somewhere.
I will. I'll probably just put it at the end because I completely forgot we're having too much fun.
We could put the who's the sponsor on this commercial? Is it Jameson?
It should be.
This podcast is sponsored by GH Unders. You know, people wearing GH Unders while drinking Jameson. I don't know.
There you go.
We have to make a new commercial for them.
I'm just looking forward to seeing everybody again up in Seattle next month.
Definitely.
Oh, it's going to be fun.
Oh, yeah.
I don't know how much mud we're going to get, though. I mean, with this weather that we've had, it's either going to be snowy or it's going to be dry. It's not going to be muddy.
Hey,
I don't know.
I'm perfectly okay with a dry Seattle Super. I've experienced the wet, muddy one. So now let me experience a dry super. You know, we already had our muddy super. You know, we already had our muddy super.
Yeah, in
Vegas.
That was hardly muddy.
So they're going to swap.
Yeah, but that's hardly muddy.
Vegas is going to be muddy and Seattle will be dry.
Yeah.
Hey, well, that works. We'll have the desert be muddy for a change and then the wetlands be dry. Yeah. That works.
That's right.
Yeah, it's going to be fun. I'm looking forward to it. I'm looking forward to the trail race and being able to race with a few of my friends that I, you know, haven't been able to race with. And it's going to be fun.
Oh, yeah, it's going to be a blast.
Yeah, it will be. It'll
Perfect.
Be fun.
All right.
Yay!
Well, it's been fun talking to you guys. We're definitely going to have to do this again because I feel like we could have gone for another hour. But
oh, probably. I don't know. I think if we would have gone another hour, it would have gone down some different rabbit holes.
Oh, definitely. Probably. What we need to do is record us on one of the races. That would really...
We do. I don't know if we could air that, though.
That one would have to be, like...
Severely
edited? Yeah, like, oh, frick, what was it, back in the 90s when USA used to do the After Dark movies, you know,
were
a little too racy to show during prime time.
Oh my god!
That one would have to be like, okay, you can only listen to this after midnight.
Yeah.
Beastnet After Dark.
There you go, Beastnet After Dark.
That's because of the new thing coming, guys. There we go, Beastnet After Dark.
Yeah. That was the ones that are really sponsored by the alcohol.
Oh, yeah.
Yes. All right. Well, on that note, I think I'm going to let you guys go. Thank you again.
Okay. Well,
thank you.
We'll talk soon. Oh,
absolutely.
Yeah. All right. See you guys in a couple of weeks.
All right. Yep. See you later.
Right.
Bye. Bye.
Grays Harbor Unders makes the performance-based layer clothing you want and need, whether you work, hunt, hike, fish, run, or ride in the great outdoors. If you work up a sweat, Grays Harbor Unders are for you because their unique dual-layer fabric removes moisture from your body and keeps your skin dry, even when the outer layer is completely wet. It's a base layer like no other. Get you some at ghunders.com. That's ghunders.com for the best performance-based layer you'll ever wear.
Thanks for listening to the BeastNet podcast, brought to you by Beast OCR. Don't forget to subscribe and let us know what you think and what you'd like to hear. You can find us on Facebook or at beastocr.com.